This is Women's Magazine on KPFA 94.1 FM and online at kpfa.org. I'm Kate Raphael. Many of us are not as young as we once were and are looking forward to a time when we can stop working so much. I know that I'm wistful about a day in the not too distant future when I might be able to stop working at my longtime clerical job. Public sector workers are hoping their pensions hold out, while those of us in the private sector worry about the stock market and the vicissitudes of our 401ks. And of course, all of us wonder who will take care of us when we get too disabled to do things for ourselves. My mom hit that milestone a few years ago and is lucky enough to have a long-term disability policy that pays for home care. Those policies aren't really available anymore to middle-class people now that too many people are using them. But what about the people who do that care work? What happens to them when they, like the rest of us, get too old for intense physical labor? There are about 2 million domestic workers in the United States right now, including people doing childcare, elder care, and house cleaning. Over 93% of those workers are female, more than one-third are over 50, with a median age of 44. 1 in 3 are immigrants, 20% did not graduate from high school. While most of the domestic workers in the United States identify as white and non-Hispanic, which I was surprised to hear, in California, where there are over 300,000 domestic workers, 75% are non-white. The Social Security Act expressly excludes domestic workers as well as agricultural workers. Consequently, only 2% of the domestic workers in the United States have any retirement benefits. As part of its 15th anniversary, or quinceañera, La Colectiva de Mujeres, or San Francisco Women's Collective, launched an Aging with Dignity campaign to start a conversation about the needs of aging domestic workers. The campaign, which runs through this week, is seeking to raise money as well as awareness to help domestic workers begin planning and training for their later years. A few days ago, I went to their office to meet several of the women after their post-work leadership meeting. I spoke with Raquel Boteo, Lourdes Dobroganes, and Evelyn Alfaro. Andreina Maldonado provided translation for us. We had a glitch with our equipment, so it may be a little difficult at times to tell who's speaking. I apologize for that, but I know you are going to be as impressed as I was with all the work these women are doing. SB 1015, which you'll hear us talking about, was the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights, which was passed last year and signed by Governor Brown, establishing certain permanent labor rights for domestic workers. I began by asking each woman to tell us about herself, where she came from, and how she got involved in the collective.
Mi nombre es Lourdes Dobroganes. Soy de la Ciudad de México.
My name is Lourdes Dobroganes. I am from Mexico City. I have been in the United States for 25 years. I found the collective many years ago. I spent many years looking for work. I thought that at my 40 years of age, I was a no game for the business that I developed myself in, which was the restaurant business.
Como ayudante de mesero.
One day, a friend of mine, talked to me about the Women's Collective. She said that it was a place where women could come and find work. So one day I decided to come check out the space, the meeting. I came. In that moment, I was welcomed immediately. People were opened and gave me a warm welcome. Then from then on, I started paying my membership. I went to the orientations, all of the trainings for health and safety in order to go to work. I started to participate in the flyering because that is the way that we find work within the collective.
Y así empecé a empoderarme.
And that's really how I began to become empowered within the collective. I started to participate. I started to develop my leadership. And the collective has given me a coach so that I can develop skills in computers, in technology. That is something that I didn't have. So there's another project that I'm involved in the collective that is SOUL. SOUL, which is about finding the self-esteem, the courage to be able to be stable emotionally in the current times that we're on. So those two are projects that I'm involved in.
Y ahora con este nuevo proyecto que tenemos de
envejeciendo. And finally, one of the projects that we have right now is the Aging with Dignity campaign. In this campaign, what it does is secures paid for domestic workers. I feel much more comfortable, more confident in my future. I have no limits to learn within this campaign has given me the tools that I need to age with dignity and within this work. And one of the things that we do is that we fight for human rights. And I believe that this campaign, Aging with Dignity, is enabling us to continue our work in a dignified way.
My name is Raquel Botello. I am from Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico. And as I always say, the land of mariachi and the tequila. I found the collective through a city college class. I heard a woman talk about that they were putting on a theater piece. I was really interested to hear that because in Guadalajara I was part of a theater of the oppressed. And so I asked her, hey, excuse me, I'm listening to you talk and I'm interested in finding out more. Can you inform me about where I can find the place or an address? And she said, no, I cannot. And I said, no, you cannot give me the information? No. So then I left feeling sad, and about a year went by, and one day I was walking down Valencia Street, and I heard a voice say, hey, you. And I turned around and I said, myself? Are you still interested in the theater? And I said, of course I am. Well, if you want, let's go right now. If you cannot go, then I won't take you anymore. So at that moment, I stopped doing everything I was doing and I came with her to the Women's Collective. The first person I saw with a really big smile was Guillermina Castellanos. I told her the theater interested me a lot and I wanted to stay. She said, you can also stay, but you also have to be engaged in more things. I said, yes, I can do anything. And since then, I've been in the Women's Collective. The Women's Collective is a great organization of immigrant workers, fighters. They don't ask what religion you are, your sexual orientation. It's not about that. It's not about asking you if you have papers or no. It's simply about opening your arms and you become engaged. You start getting empowered. You start receiving jobs. It is a great organization. And right now, since we're in our campaign of Aging with Dignity, it's a very important phase for us. Because, for example, the energy that I had 20 years ago is not the same energy I have now. And right now I have a lot of limitations. But right now in the collective, they're giving us trainings in computers, training in English, and other things for people that cannot use our bodies anymore as much as before, that don't have the same abilities, the same energy as before. So the Women's Collective will give us a job that is dignified and well paid. And for that, we have to raise money, we have to work hard so that we can have funds to find trainings and jobs that we will have. And I am extremely proud to be part of the Women's Collective of San Francisco. And I invite everybody that wants to join us. We have our Wednesdays, we have our meetings, and Mondays we have our soul groups that is about self-esteem. We have theater groups, we have English classes, and many more things. We also have a lot of activities like marches, supporting bills such as the SB 1015. We go to Sacramento, we speak with legislator. You feel very, very important talking to legislators. I invite all the women who need help, even if it's for finding jobs or getting involved in some activities in the community, so that you can have a better life. Thank you. My name is Evelyn Alfaro. I am from the beautiful city of country of Guatemala. I have 5 years of being in San Francisco, and I am very, very proud to be a domestic worker. I am the fourth daughter of 7 siblings of a very united family. My parents dedicated a lot of sacrifices to be able to guide us and allow us to grow in a healthy environment, and I'm very grateful and I'm very happy to be in this country. When I was in my country, it wasn't one of my goals to be here. In my country, I was very happy. I was focused in studying. I was focused in working. I was focused in working with my family, being with my family. But the situation in our country, I was working in a radio station as a secretary. I had the dignity to graduate from college, and I was working at this radio, but the radio closed, so I was laid off. I was also studying in the university, and because I was paying my own studies, when I lost my job, I could not continue studying. My trip to the United States was scheduled in 15 days, and now I'm here. I'm one of those people that say things happen for a reason. If God allowed me to be in this country, I feel that I am taking advantage of that. And I know that I can do a lot of things in this country, and we're here, and we're not leaving.
I wanted to follow up on something, Raquel, that you said. You mentioned SB 1050, and can you just tell our listeners a little about what that is?
The bill SB 1015 is for extra pay for domestic workers. For example, people that take care of the elderly or nannies, and even before they would work past midnight, or they would be waking up during the night and they wouldn't get paid extra. So, and the employers would say, but you only come to sleep here. But it's not only sleeping. You're really taking care of the people, the elderly that you have to take care of, the children. For example, me, I take care of the elderly, and your energy wastes away, not only physically but emotionally, because you get so involved with the person. You begin to love the person. I take care of an elderly person, and I feel as if she was my mother. I take care of her. I give her food. I give her medicine. Thank God she's a very, very well-mannered person. She always says yes. She has good humor. But even then, taking care of her, making sure she's not going to fall, showering her. A lot of times, taking care of the elderly, sometimes it's like taking care of the babies. Like, they don't like vegetable. And like children, they don't like vegetable. So you have to find ways to cook so that the person can eat nutritionally. When my time comes, I hope to God that I find a person that will take care of me the same way that I take care of the elderly right now. So the bill SB 1050 has overtime pay after 9 hours. You have the right to request extra payment, extra time. Just like we won this bill, we have won other bills, and we will continue to work to win more of these kinds of bills. Following up on what Raquel said, this struggle of the bill SB 1050, it was something historical for California. It is the first bill of rights for all domestic workers. And like all my team says, it was a constant struggle of 10 plus years. We never gave up. It's not in our vocabulary to give up. On the contrary, if today they say no, tomorrow we'll come back stronger. And that's what we did with SB 1050. In the past, we had won the AB 41, which was just a temporary bill of protection for 3 years. And so we continue to fight for the bill to be permanent. And so last year we made it permanent, the governor made it permanent. And we know that there are a lot of domestic workers that do not have that information and that do not know that we have this right. Does not matter if your immigration status. Right now we have a really hard job in making sure that this bill is taken care of and is taken into account. And so there is a lot of work with the domestic workers, educating them, and also with the employers, knowing that this bill is in fact out there and that the work that the domestic workers do is a dignified work, and that we want more benefits for all domestic workers and just to come out of the darkness as domestic workers. Continuing with the conversation of my teammates, Raquel and Evelyn, I want to talk a little bit more in that we are working with the National Domestic Workers Alliance and also with the California Domestic Workers Coalition. 10 years ago, in Switzerland, our founder, Guillermina Castellanos, was a member of this alliance that happened in Switzerland, and it was in worldwide. They decided to have worldwide rights for domestic workers. In the United States, we are the only country that did not accept the rights to domestic workers. That is why we are working with these types of bills that we have won. We have also won licenses for people that don't have documents. And we also fought for payment of $15 per hour. We are also in the celebration of the 10 years of the National Domestic Workers Alliance. And we are doing a great event, the June 16, that is the International Day of Domestic Workers.
Have you all had an opportunity, since you mentioned that you're working also with the National Alliance of Domestic Workers, have you had the opportunity to meet domestic workers from other parts of the country and to share skills with them?
Yes, thanks to the Alliance of Domestic Workers, we have had the opportunity in participating in lots of trainings. One of the trainings that they have is called SOUL, and this training has been shared with many other domestic workers around the United States. We have teammates from Chicago, Texas, New York, and this connection really makes us keep going. It inspires us because it keeps us under one objective of fighting.
So when you all think about getting older and a time when you're not able to work anymore, what do you think that will be like for you?
Well, as I was saying, I'm actually living this right now. My hips hurts very, very much. Sometimes I can do work of domestic work, but when I leave the work site, sometimes I cannot walk. My whole body hurts. And sometimes other days I can't even move. Sometimes my appearance doesn't show. Maybe just I know what I feel. That is why I hope that this campaign, Aging with Dignity, the Women's Collective can give me in the future a kind of job where I don't use my body so much.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I know it was hard for you, but I think it's really important for our listeners to understand on an emotional level what Aging with Dignity means and why it's so important.
When I listen to my teammate speak, it hurts me, but at the same time makes me very, very strong, because I know that very, very united, and that we all will have a support and a job where we can be activated without using our bodies. But we also have other projects. For example, when we go out to work, we also need the help of our employers. When we speak with them, we must tell them that we don't have a secure aging future. And if they can support us with a tip of $5, for example, where we can put it in a safe place, funds, where in the future maybe we can count on that money when we cannot work. I am 49 years old and I keep working. My teammate is 69 and she keeps working. One day we will need this help from our employers, this hand in hand. Today is for them, and tomorrow maybe for us and for the ones who come. Yeah, thank you, compas. Thank you, compañeras, because I know that I am the youngest one, but this campaign of Aging with Dignity makes me conscious of that I have to act, that this campaign is to make everybody conscious, not only about the people in this organization, but it's also because we know that statistically, more than 40% of domestic workers is over the age of 50. And this situation that Raquel is going through is a situation that many domestic workers are going through, that they're aging, and we know that we won't be able to use our bodies. That is why this campaign is so important for us. Because as my compañera Lourdes said, we know that only 2% of all domestic workers in California count with retirement funds. Only 2%. The rest, the 98% of domestic workers in California do not have a retirement fund. And that's why this campaign is so important. This campaign allows us to have a tool for retirement funds. Right now it's a dream, and we like to dream. And we also fight for our dreams, and we know that we can make it happen. And that is why we ask all of the listeners out there to become conscious about the movement of the domestic workers. If you hire a domestic workers, talk to the person. If you go online, there is no information about domestic workers. There's no information online. So that is why it's important that you recognize that domestic work, the movement is out there, and that we do exist and that we are here.
La Colectiva de Mujeres, San Francisco's women's collective, has worked with over 1,000 women in the last 15 years. You can get more information about the collective and the Aging with Dignity campaign and support their work by going to lacolectivasf.org/aging. That's Colectiva spelled with one L. And we'll put that link on our website, kpfa.org/program/women's-magazine, and also on our blog, kpfawomensmag.blogspot.com. If you need to hire a domestic worker for short or long-term assignments, you can also do that through lacolectivasf.org. And if you employ a caregiver or domestic worker, you might want to talk to her about her plans for later in life and refer her to La Colectiva for advice and assistance. I spoke with Raquel Boteo, Lourdes Dobarganes, and Evelyn Alfaro, members of the SF Women's Collective, with translation by Andrena Maldonado. This is Women's Magazine on KPFA 94.1 FM and online at kpfa.org. I'm Kit Raphael. Don't go away.
Mujer.